Moses tells the people in our first reading today to observe the laws and commands of the Lord carefully, and that if they do so, they will be a wise and intelligent people. And the people of Israel would be blessed unlike any other nation on the face of the earth, because they had God so close to them, and they would be blessed by God by following his rules and his precepts. What good is it to have all the wealth we can imagine, whether individually to be wealthy or to be wealthy as a nation, if people use that wealth for immoral purposes, if they use it to commit evil, or if it just causes people to become more and more greedy and selfish? Well, that's not good. That's not beneficial. You know, if we do not have virtue to govern how we use that wealth, it's bad for us. You know, what good is it to have the best technology ever or the best medical care if people are evil? You know, if we use technology for pornography or for human trafficking, or if our technology isolates us from our family or our churches or healthy relationships and people just become obsessed with what's on the screen in front of them. If that technology isn't governed by virtue, what good is it? What good is it to be the best athlete in the world if it just leads someone to be obsessed with their own greatness and their own pride? You know, that has to be governed by virtue. You know, Jesus speaks in the gospel today about the importance not of externals, but of what comes from within us and what arises from our hearts. And to be healthy, life-filled individuals, you know, whatever our achievements are in life, it has to be built first and foremost upon virtue. So beyond seeking wealth, beyond seeking greatness in athletics or academics or any other pursuit, the pursuit of virtue has to be first. You know, there's four cardinal virtues. And the word cardinal comes from the word hinge. You know, a hinge keeps a door in alignment. These four cardinal virtues are the hinges of our entire moral life. They have to be there as the foundation to govern our behavior. And the first cardinal virtue is prudence. That's an intellectual virtue, and it's the ability of our reason to see what good is at stake in a circumstance and to follow the right path to attain it. And so being able to recognize good from evil in a specific situation. And so to have prudence, we have to be informed by the teachings of the church, what's right and what's wrong, and be able to apply that in a situation. The second cardinal virtue is justice. Justice is the firm commitment to give others what is their due. So if we're an employee, making sure that we're doing the work that we're paid for and we're not stealing from our employer, that's an act of justice. You know, for a husband and wife to be faithful to their marriage vows is an act of justice. And justice applies not just with our relationships with other people, but also with our relationship to God, giving God what is his due. You know, the Lord's day belongs to the Lord. And coming every Sunday or Saturday evening to worship the Lord on the Lord's day is an act of justice. So to deliberately not do that is an injustice. It's taking from God something that belongs to him. And so justice requires us to give others what is their due. And we live in a society, you know, as people are falling away from church attendance on Sunday across different religions, you know, we are becoming a very unjust society in different ways. Injustice against the sacredness of life. Injustice against God. The third cardinal virtue is temperance, and that's moderation in using the goods of this world in a way that is good and honorable. So it's someone with temperance is going to be able to enjoy a glass of wine and say, hey, this is wonderful, praise God for giving us this glass of wine, but they're not going to be addicted to the alcohol, and they're not going to be, you know, getting intoxicated by drinking in excess. So the ability to say no and resist what we know is morally wrong is part of the virtue of temperance. And in a society of rampant lust, where people just want to give in to any desire that comes into their mind, that virtue of temperance is very important. And the fourth cardinal virtue is fortitude, which is strength or courage to do what is good, even in the face of fear or in extreme situations in the face of death. So if we think about the martyrs or the Christians who are in Afghanistan right now, whose lives are in danger for practicing their faith, you know, that's the virtue of fortitude. Our greatest heroes and our role models in life should be saints, because these are people who have ordered their lives properly and they've overcome great struggles and great trials in order to achieve a life of virtue. And so it's important for us to seek to imitate their example. And in an ideal world, famous people and leaders would be examples of holiness. Athletes or politicians or stars in the entertainment industry should all be examples of Christian virtue to lead other people to a life of authentic goodness. But unfortunately, you know, positive role models are becoming increasingly rare and hard to find. And there are some out there, but they're becoming fewer and fewer. So I think that's a good thing for us to be attentive to, and for parents and grandparents in terms of the formation of their children. Who are our role models, and who are the role models of our children? Who are they reading about and spending their time learning about? Are they the saints? And if not, perhaps it's a time for a renewed emphasis on that, to read about them, to study them, and to understand what motivated their actions and their interior convictions that led them to seek that life of holiness. And the thing that's great about the lives of the saints is it can help to captivate the imaginations of our young people. So that before thinking about being a great athlete or being a great musician or whatever pursuit in life, that first and foremost, we think about becoming saints, and that captivates our imagination. So Jesus calls each one of us to interior virtue. That has to be the foundation on which everything else is built. And so we pray that we might seek that virtue, and that we might build our lives upon that virtue, whatever our pursuits are, that they're founded first and foremost upon virtues. Like we can see in the lives of the saints, so that what comes out from us might be good and virtuous and honorable.